As you will see, his sentiment acid rate became and remained normal several weeks until unknown in the patient and also unknown to us. Cholesterol was substituted by Dr. Spray, who was helping us with the controls. Disability and elevated sentiment acid rate quickly returned. But when he was again put on compound E or cortisone, he has become practically symptom-free, as you see in the sentiment acid rate, and such to normal. This patient was markedly improved on two fairly long sessions of compound E given since last October, and you will see the marked difference in the size of the ankles. Swelling disappeared from all the joints but one. But the one knee, the right knee, has remained somewhat swollen. This may or may not be a matter of dosage, and we have never given him more than 100 milligrams a day. This patient received compound E continuously since December 24. He became practically symptom-free on 100 milligrams a day, but developed arthritis in miniature on smaller doses. Here you will see his swollen hand on the left when he was unable to close his fist before the administration of E, and on the right you will see his hand as they now look, essentially controlled by compound E. This biopsy shows marked inflammation and a synovia of a knee before the administration of compound E. Inflammatory cells are scattered thickly throughout the tissues. After 6 weeks of the administration of cortisone, biopsy of the same knee shows a synovial membrane, which is not normal, but there is much less inflammation and definite healing. We have had no definite toxicity from our standardized preparations. There has, from mild overdose, we have seen transient edema of the extremity, usually pre-emial, and some rounding of the face suggestive of mild Cushing syndrome. But in one patient who was treated continuously for 6 months from September 21st to March 26th of this year, after 3 months of marked improvement, signs of intolerance appeared and consisted of curious disturbances of water balance, sudden weight gains and weight losses by diuresis, rounding of the face, mild acne, mild hirsutism. Her menses, always irregular, ceased. Her euphoria, which had been notable, was then replaced by a notable depression. The sentiment acid rate slowly rose again after his earlier marked fall. This shows her rounded face. Since cortisone has been stopped, her depression has gone, but her arthritis has returned severely. More experience is needed before we will know how effective or how safe the prolonged use of compound E will be. We do not yet know the optimum plan of administration or dosage. Of several related compounds which we have used, listed here, I shall only speak of the pituitary adrenocorticotropic hormone, ACTH, given to 4 patients, the supply being given to us through the courtesy of Dr. John R. Moat of the Armour Company. We viewed it in 4 cases, and this is an illustration of what happened. There was marked and rapid clinical improvement on 100 milligrams a day for 12 days, and toward the end of that experience, this patient experienced the first painless days in 5 years, and there was a drop in sentiment acid rate of 75 points in 9 days.